You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts. You've likely heard someone remark on the weather this week. You may even have been asked if it's hot enough for you. Our temperatures have reached into the 90s this week, and then, of course, there's that heat index to deal with. Jeff Huffman, meteorologist for the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, tells us just what that is.
Yeah, the heat index is a number that's calculated using a long equation. It's basically an apparent temperature, what it feels like to your skin. For instance, 95 with only 50% humidity can feel like 105, especially when you're out in the sun and you're doing strenuous activity. That's the number that you need to factor in. That's what your body feels like. That's the toll that it's taking on your body.
Another comment you may have heard this week could go something like, well, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. Huffman says that's true.
Sometimes here in Florida, we forget that the temperatures don't really get that high compared to other locations in the state. When you see it on the thermometer, normally in the afternoon hours in the summertime, especially along the coast, 95 is a hot day. But even temperatures that are around 90, if you have a humidity or a dew point that basically indicates there's a lot of moisture in the air, what it feels like and the toll that it takes on your body is equivalent to temperatures that are in the triple digits. And the reason for that is because evaporation, the actual evaporation of our perspiration, is a cooling process on the skin. And when there's more humidity in the air, that process is slowed down greatly, and it makes it more difficult for our bodies to cool off from the combination of heat and humidity.
Our bodies aren't the only things to have trouble cooling in the heat, or the dog days of summer, if you will. Relief from the heat can come in the form of a thunderstorm, which more often than not comes through our area in the afternoon. It's when we have warm waters off our coast we're more likely to see hurricanes, sometimes called Mother Nature's air conditioning.
In some way, yes. The basically, a hurricane is a big engine over the water, and it's ingesting all this warm, humid air, this tropical air, and it does have an exhaust. The air is coming in at the lowest levels of the storm and then rising, and then the exhaust takes place really high up in our atmosphere. So it does release a lot of heat, and it uses up a lot of moisture, and that energy then is transferred high into the atmosphere. So theoretically, yes, that's kind of what happens with our air conditionings in our homes. We ingest all that air, and then it gets conditioned, and then there's the exhaust.
As we mentioned earlier, things have been pretty quiet so far, and we continue to have predictions of a below-average hurricane season. But Huffman says that's no reason to relax.
Jill, I did some research on the number of storms that have hit Florida based on whether or not it was a normal, above normal, or below normal season. And I found it interesting that in seasons where there was higher than normal activity in the Atlantic Basin as a whole, Florida got hit 52% of those years. When you look at the numbers for normal to below normal seasons, that number only dropped to 43%. And what was more alarming is even in the years where there were three or fewer hurricanes, well below normal seasons, the state of Florida still got hit 40% of the time. So we stick out kind of like a sore thumb when you look at it on the map. We're surrounded by water on three sides. So that whole idea that it only takes one is no more truer than any other location but the state of Florida.
And a reason to keep our eye on the weather for the rest of this hurricane season from Jeff Huffman. He's our meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.